Well, today we're going to take part of this is already contained in Luke, the first chapter, where Our Lady is betrothed to Saint Joseph. Elizabeth's pregnancy is revealed to Our Lady, and the wedding that took place between Mary and Joseph. But prior to that, we're going to continue with the scene of Our Lady still in the temple, had been there since the age of 3, now is at the age of 15. The custom at that time was for all those young girls, virgins who lived in the temple, served there, prayed, and did chores like doing vestments, cleaning the altar, and so forth. After the age of 15, they were to find a husband. And that was the condition that they were there. There was no question of virginity until Our Lady came. It was an honor for every woman to marry in hopes that the child she would have would at least be the mother of the Messiah. That was the hope. And Our Lady was the exception. She already revealed to the instructor she had in the temple that the Lord was leading her to a life of virginity. They accepted it, but yet they hadn't quite answered the questions she would have to face when the time would come when she would have to leave and therefore find a possible suitor. Well, this is where we're at now. The high priest released information to all in the line of David, young men be suitable for marriage between 20 and 50. I don't know about 50. At any rate, Our Lady was now an orphan. Her parents had died sometime during her term in the temple, and she had no near relatives. So the high priest then released the news that there was a marriageable young lady in the temple, and that all from the line of David who wished to enter marriage should come forward. They don't say how many, but there were at least 12, I'd say, and as a test as to who would be the husband, it was an unusual test. They were all given dry branches, dead branches. Each put his name on it, and for some time they prayed that God would give a sign, and God did give a sign. Among the suitors was Joseph. So on the appointed day, all the would-be husbands of Our Lady came forward, dressed in their best, and the Levites and the priests came out in a procession. They blew trumpets and whatever. It was a big deal. And they brought the branches out, laid them out on the table. Were all dry and dead except one. One was in flower. Everybody was looking. So the high priest invited all the young men to come forward and claim their branch. As they did, there were different expressions. I guess the old men said, "Oh, thank God, not me." But Our Lady was quite a catch. As we know, she was very beautiful. And so everybody got their branch except one, the one with the flower. And the high priest turned it over, and he said, he gave the name. And he said, "The name of the husband is Joseph of Jacob of Bethlehem of the tribe of David, a carpenter in Nazareth in Galilee. Joseph, come forward. It is an order of the high priest." And he was surprised. But now, he was not, or rather, Our Lady was not unknown to him, because we're going to see very shortly that he had a lot to do with her parents And he was even present when Our Lady was born, and they show the baby to everybody in town, which was a miracle because Anne was 55 when she had the baby. And that was quite an event. But in the course of the presentation, I'd like to read this, which I will do. In other words, we'll have commentary, reading, and commentary. The high priest is speaking. He said, "Men of the race of David gathered here at my request, please listen. The Lord has spoken, glory be to him. From his glory a ray has descended, and like the sun in springtime, it has given life to a dry branch, which has blossomed miraculously, whereas no other branch on earth is in bloom today. The last day of the feast of dedication, and the snow that fell on the mountains in Judah has not yet melted, and everything is white between Zion and Bethany. God has spoken, and has made himself the father and guardian of the Virgin of David, who has him alone as her protection. A holy girl, the glory of the temple, she deserved the word of God to learn the name of a husband agreeable to the Eternal One, and he must be very just to be chosen by the Lord as the protector of the Virgin so dear to him. For this reason, our sorrow in losing her is alleviated, and all worries about her destiny as a wife cease. And to the man appointed by God, we entrust with full confidence the Virgin blessed by God and by ourselves." And with that, the high priest, after calling Joseph forward to claim the branch, also invited Our Lady, who was concealed behind some curtains. And he invited the rest of the men to leave, and just Joseph and Our Lady were present. And as they began to try to kind of break the ice, Our Lady was shy, and Joseph, well, first of all, her teacher, Anna of Phanuel, who was present, by the way, years later, well, maybe not so long, actually, when she left at 15, the marriage actually was considered as accepted by 16. Joseph moved in the house with Our Lady. So it was at 16 that she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and after 9 months, came back to the temple, and Anna of Phanuel was there to meet them. So this is the Anna who taught Our Lady while she was in the temple. And so she asks Our Lady to come forward, and then Joseph introduces himself, and he points out how he already knew about her and the family. This is what he says. "Welcome, Mary. I saw you when you were a little baby, only a few days old. I was a friend of your father's, and I have a nephew, the son of my brother Alpheus, who was a great friend of your mother. He was her little friend, because he's only 18 years old, and when you were not yet born, he was only a little boy, and he cheered up your sad mother, who loved him so much. You do not know us because you were only a little girl when you came here." And then Our Lady kind of took heart at this, seeing that he was not such a stranger, especially to her family. But he also mentioned other things that he did for the family. He said, "I made a cradle for you. A tiny little cradle with roses carved all over it because your mother wanted it like that. Perhaps it is still in the house. I am old, Mary. When you were born, I was beginning to work." Now, his age at this time is 30. "I was already working. I would never have believed that I was going to have you as my spouse. Perhaps your parents would have died a happier death if they had known, because they were my friends. I buried your father, mourning over his death with a sincere heart, because he was a good teacher for me." So now look at God's plan. See? Joseph wasn't quite a stranger, and also reassured Our Lady that here's someone she could trust. And as he kept talking, she became more and more at ease and able to trust him. Then Our Lady, or let me see now, I think it's Joseph now, is continuing. I'm just kind of moving back and forth here. They talk about her house. And he says when he came, he went to the house that had not been cared for some years now. Nobody took care of it. And it needed repairs. So Joseph said that he went to the house and he brought a branch from an almond tree for her. He said, I wanted to pick it because I thought that if I should be the chosen one, you would have been pleased to have a flower from your garden. Again, look how God's providence works. See, it all seemed accidental, but the Holy Spirit was leading him. Now, that's true of our own lives, too, if we look into our life and say, it all seemed to be accidental when I did this and this, but it was all part of God's plan. But I was not expecting to be the chosen one. And then he says something, and Our Lady's ears perked up. Because I had chosen to be a Nazarite. Now, that is the Hebrew who has taken special vows of abstinence, mainly chastity. And that was temporary, though, for those who were what we call Nazarites. At a certain age, then they married. But now Joseph continues. And I have obeyed because it is an order of the priest, not because I wish to get married. Here is the branch, Mary, and with it I offer you my heart, that it has blossomed up till now only for the Lord, and is now blooming for you, my spouse. So he also continues then, but Our Lady, in response to what he just says, also, Our Lady says, I am all of the Lord, Joseph. I do not know whether the high priest told you. And then Joseph says, he only told me that you are good and pure, that you wish to inform me of a vow, and that I must be good to you. Speak, Mary, your Joseph wants you to be happy in all your desires. I do not love you with my body. I love you with my soul. Holy girl, given to me by God. Please see in me a father and a brother, in addition to a husband, and open your heart to me as to a father, and rely on me as a brother. And then Mary says, since my childhood, I have consecrated myself to the Lord. I know this is not the custom in Israel, but I heard a voice requesting my virginity as a sacrifice of love for the coming of the Messiah. Israel has been waiting for him for such a long time. It is not too much to forego the joy of being a mother for that. And then Joseph gazes at her as if he wanted to read her heart. Then he takes her tiny hands, which are still holding the branch in blossom, and he says, I will join my sacrifice to yours. And we shall love the Eternal Father so much with our chastity that he will send his Savior to the world earlier and will allow us to see his light shining in the world. Come, Mary, let us go before his house and take an oath that we shall love each other as the angels do. So then he made a permanent vow at that moment. And this I don't think any one of us ever knew. Now, there's a gap, you see, in what we have in the Gospels. You don't have this in the Gospels. Well, when did this take place? A book that is two books now of very scholarly works based on it have been written. One of them is called The Diary. Scholars never thought that this kind of book could ever be written where you could have a day-to-day description of what Jesus did on this day. But this man, a great scholar, study these calendars, Jewish, Gregorian, and Julian, the history of the times, astronomy. A number of sciences had to be brought together. But the information here is so good that he could do this. So he comes up with a date, and he says, the event when Joseph appeared in the temple, the young men, was the year 7 B.C. And the days are between December 16th to the December 23rd. And then the other part of the event we just had, where Joseph and Mary meet, notice it was close at the end of December, so it moves into the next year, the year 6 B.C.